Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Dalet. Rosh Hashanah daf Dalet. We left off. We got onto Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's just go over, get our bearings, and what's going on over here. The Masechta started off that there's four Rosh Hashanahs, the first of which, the four different days throughout the year that are Rosh Hashanahs for many different dinim. The first of which was Nisan, the first day of Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah for both for Melachim and for Yom Tov, which will be actually both of those will be the focus of today's daf. From Malachim, he said that what that means is that the 10 year of a king, the new year starts every year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan is the next year. Even if you only became a king on the 29th of Adar, the last day of the year, last day of the month of Adar, the next day, first day of Nisan, becomes his second year. And the relevance is when you're writing down a shtaris, you write it to the 10 year of the king, so you need to know exactly what year it is. Now we said in the Gemara that then is based for Malchei Yisrael. Malchei Yisrael are based on Aleph Nisan. What about Malchei Umas Ha'olam? We said that's Tishrei Barayis. The Malchei Umas Ha'olam is based on Tishrei. We asked that we have this King Dayavish. Now you're not to confuse. Again, we spoke yesterday in the timeline. There was a Dayavish the first. There was a Kairish that came after Dayavish. They both preceded Achashverosh. Dayavish the first allows for his mission to be rebuilt, but after we got reports back from Yerushalayim, the people there didn't like the idea that the Mishnah should be rebuilt. They sent reports back to Klai Yisrael is rebelling against Dayavish, so he put a halt on the base of Mishnah being rebuilt. After Achashverosh, and Esther, of course, if that's for Achashverosh, king 14 years, the king after him was known as also Dayavish the second, also known as Kairish, interesting enough, just to confuse things, and also Achashasta was the name of the general king. Achashasta really means Pare of Mitzrayim, was the Achashasta of Parasamadei. Okay, so he allowed them to go back and resume rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke out that Medrash tells us that Kairish was actually the child that was from the union of Achashverosh and Esther. We pointed out that mathematically a little bit shver, so afterwards after the shirim yesterday, that the Achreinim deal with this question, the Shagazariah, the Masha, different discussions in Megillah. We spoke out actually in the night shir, we spoke in the morning shir, we spoke out last night in the night shir that Esther was certainly Mishamish, that's the Gemara. In Megillah, she was Mishamish B'meich. She used like some sort of sponge inside not to be pregnant. And the question is, with whom? With Mordechai? Because there was an overlapping period that she was married to both Mordechai and Achashverosh, right? Until after Kashavati Avadi, like you pointed out last night. So there's a time that she's overlapping, she's using the main questions with whom? Achleikis in the Achreinim, who she's using with. Some want to say the raya that she used it with Mordechai and Achashverosh is because otherwise, Achashverosh finishes Melucha after 14 years, and Esther only stopped using the mice. But Michael Achashverosh, 2-3 years before he ended up finishing his melucha, the most Kairish could have been is 3 years old. If she was using a melucha with Mordechai the whole time, and now with Achashverosh, then it could be he was 9 years old. Still not a very big boy, but he was at least he was a little more age. Anyway, getting back to the point, so this Kairish allowed them to go rebuild the base of Midrash, and the Rav was bothered that this Kairish was a guy. Why are we counting him? The Gemara's question was, if he's a guy, why is his kingdom counted based on Nisan? It should be counted based on Tishrei. Gemara said, an answer, Melech Kasharia, he was a kosher king, and therefore they treated him like a count of a Yid. We asked the Avis Kasha, but if he's really, like the Medrash says, if Kairish was Esther's son, and the Chayra, he is a Jewish king. If he's a Jewish king, that's why he's being counted like the Jewish king. It's not because he was a Melech Kasher. So we gave an answer. The answer actually didn't come up during the shir, either the morning or evening, both times it came up after the shir, and that is that for the Eilim was Mechamatir, that he was a king over, even if he was a Jew, he was a king over Parasamadeh. That's not a Jewish kingdom. When we talk about Jewish kings being counted from Tish Nisan and Gaish kingdoms being counted from Tishrei, that means a king of over the Yidden, a king over the Goyim. If he's a Yid, but he happens to be a Yid, but he's a king over the Goyim, we still treat him like a guy. Narvas, he's a Kusher king, therefore we gave it status. Interesting, because if it's Vayter, kingdom over a guy, who cares what Kusher he is? It's not the fact that he's a Yid. He's already a Yid. It's better than a Kusher, you'd assume. Okay, but that was the answer that we suggested after the Shurim. Yesterday. We will have another answer at the end this year. Another. You know what we'll say now already? There is a teretz that the Achorinim bring based on a Rashi Tesis, Mechudashik Rashi Tesis. The Gemara says that Akam the Eved, Habal Bas Yisrael, Havad Kush. It comes up multiple times, especially in Sayyidin Hashem. Akam the Eved, a guy, or a Eved also means a guy who wasn't from Megari yet, who's Ba Bas Yisrael, the Vat Kasha. It becomes a few places in Shas. It's based on the idea that as long as the mother's a Jew, right, it's a famous Mark Kedushin, we say the child's a Jew. If the mother's a guy, the child's a guy. That's the idea. When it comes to Yichus, Kayin, Levi, Yisrael, you go based on the father. When it comes to whether the child's a Yid or not, you go based on the mother, right? That's the basic Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos learn that when it says Akam Eved Ba Bas Yisrael, Havat Kasher, Kasher means he's kosher to accept for a ger. We typically don't look for gerim. He's kosher, though we accept him for a ger. right? We typically don't gamer kasher gerim yisrael kisapachas. We don't run after gerim. He's kasher except for gerim. But avati still needs a gerus. He's still a guy. Very mechudish. The Rashi tells us based on this, the achrayim, I forget if it was the guyan or kiveger, but one of the two. The guyan kiveger says that if a baby that's born from a union of a bas yisrael nebuch and a guy is born on Shabbos, don't do the bris the next Shabbos. Why? Because like Rashi and Taitzis still needs a geirus. So to do a bris on Shabbos and you're suffering being mechal Shabbos for a non-yid who really needs a geirus, like Rashi and Taitzis, do the bris the next day. Do the bris on Sunday. Don't do Shabbos. That's how bad it goes. Halach l'maisa from the again kiveger again or the guy. I forgot which one. We don't really go like Rashi and Taitzis in that Gemara. We assume the child is a yid. That's the assumption that everyone always has in their mind. We assume it's a yid. But like Rashi and Taitzis is beautiful. Kairish was the product of a union between Esther and Achashverosh. If he's a product of a union between Esther and Achashverosh, that would be Vat Kasher, but he's still a guy. And therefore, we're still handling Malchus Goyim. Beautiful answer that the Chayim bring based on that discussion of Rashi. Okay, but getting back to Gemara, we're still catching up to our bearings. So we had the Yavish, which we said is Goyish king, either because he's the king of a Goyish kingdom, or because, like we just explained, he has the status of a guy, and yet he's counted like a Yid. So we said Melech Kasheraya. Ask the Gemara, Melech Kasheraya. But if, one second, if he's a Melech Kasher, so then why do we find, when it comes back, it talks about Ezra coming back from the Gaila, it said they came back in the seventh year, but if you count based on the counting of the Yiddish kings, which is Nisan, and Ezra came back post-Nisan, it should have been called the eighth year. It's missing a year. So we said he was Kasher, and then he got spoiled. He was Kasher, and then he was Nichmitz. He became spoiled. He was no longer Kasher. What was the proof? So proof number one was, and this is the top of the Alam Aleph already, proof number one was that he pledged donations to the Mikdash, unbelievably, not only did he allow him to build this Mikdash, he sent money to base the Mikdash, to bring all these kabbalas, but he did it all for his own benefit. He did it all for himself. So the Gemara says, what's the big deal? A person who pledges money for tzedakah, almanash sheyicha b'ni, in order that his child should be saved from illness, chalila, or the nishvi zeichel haba, how is it tzadik gamar? He's a tzadik gamar for doing that. So why is it banned by Kairish? The answer is that it says Gemara, the Teretz is that over there is by a guy, over there is by a yid. By a yid, we know that deep down, the Rishonim explained, Rashi tells us, deep down, he wants to what's right. He wants what's right just for the reason of it being right. And therefore, even if his tenai, al-manashi chibini, chalila, doesn't come to fruition, even if he doesn't get the merit that he's trying to get the way he wants to get it, he still wants to do the mitzvah, so therefore it's good. A guy is doing it solely for the purpose of the reward, the benefit, and therefore, in a way, it's worse, because if he doesn't get what he wants, it's going to cause him to have issues. So it's interesting, it's still, that makes him a Rasha. I'm not proud of that. That's interesting. That makes him a Rasha. Remember, Rashi was saying, Rashi, in the words, Hichmetz is, Hichmetz, he went to Derech Rabbi, became a Rasha. Rashi on, back on Gimel Beis. So that makes him a Rasha. That's a big Chiddush. Okay, but that was explanation number one, that he got spoiled. He became a Rasha. Three more sources. How do we know that he became chametzik? He soured, so to speak. We have three more sources. Ibai's Ema is already the last words on the line, about 10 lines down at the page. But one more point before we go further on this idea of Sadek Amar. So first of all, it's a Chiddush also the other way. We said it's a Chiddush that for the guy who gets stuck in this way, again, Kol Kairish and Guy, according to this, for the guy who gets stuck in this way, we're treating him as a Rasha. Chiddush is a Rasha. But more than that, but the flip side, a Yid gets stuck in this way, it's Sadek Amar. So it's funny, you typically don't go to extremes. If a guy does this way, it's so bad, and a Yid does this way, is Mamish Sadek Amar? Sadek Amar also is a very strong Lashon. He gets stuck out tonight to get something. Yeah, deep down he wants to do the right thing, even altruistically, even without the Tzchar. That makes him a Sadek Amar. So it could be. But they had two quick mahalchim on this. Rabbi Chananel has a girsi, he brings over here on the side of the page, that's how he said, Staka Gemura. Not Tzadik Gemur. That's Staka Gemura. He's not a Tzadik Gemur for doing this. He's a Tzadik. He's doing a wonderful thing. It's Staka Gemura giving money to Shaifen, a nice little dictic change. And Rabbi Chananel just brings it as a Yesh version in Rabbi Chananel. Another idea I heard, I actually heard this from an old chavrusa of mine. He's a famous, famous Magachir, an amazing Dafyan Magachir. It's really important to you from Lakewood. And he tainted that I'm not sure where he said it, he didn't say where he said it from, but he had heard a pshat that you're making the ani, when he gives tzedakah, and you say, Al-Manashi Chibini, or Manashe Zakla Amaba, the chiddush of what the guy's doing is, you know he's been an Amaba? He's making the ani feel, he's not just taking it to himself, making time with him, Petit Amakash Baruch Hu. He's making the ani feel that you think I'm doing you a favor, you're doing me a favor, giving me the opportunity to have a schus for whatever tonight, whatever merit he's trying to get. So if a person could give tzedakah and get to the point where the recipient is feeling, it's a little bit of a drush on the Gemara, but he gets to the point where the recipient feels like that the recipient is doing a favor for the nisin, that's a tzadik gemar, right? That's let me say it better. If a person gets stuck and he can make the ani feel like the ani is doing him a favor, as opposed to him doing the ani a favor, because you give me an opportunity to get this merit, then that's considered tzadik gemar. That's what it means. Okay, it's again, it's a drush, but it's makes it easy to understand why it's Sadi Gamer. Okay.
According to the measure said that Korach was Esther's son, then that answer in the Gemara of you have Jew and non-Jew.
Excellent. That's one of the kashas they ask. Right, so I just said the Torah, it's about Vlad Kusher, but according to Rashi Tosfos, it still needs Geirus, but the child of that union is not a Yid. According to Rashi Tosfos, that answers really is two more questions. We asked right away why the Gemara says Melech Kusher should have said he's a Yid. And the two other questions they asked, one is what Gabi just asked, beautiful, that the Gemara's answer that by a Yid we say, Tzadik Gomer. By a guy, we say, give me Tzadik this way, it's not a Tzadik Gomer. What do you mean guy? He's not a guy. That's the same reading of the question. A third place that's the question is, that Rashi says, when it's discussed in the next Gemara, when it's discussed about the answer about to say right now, about him living with his dog. One of the words of the Pasuk we quoted, yes, we kind of glossed over it, but the word Shegel in the Pasuk describing Derevish means he lived with the Shegel. Shegel means like a lesson of lying with, of illicit relations. And the Marzal is going to say right now, we're about to read it, that he lived with his dog. Rashi says, and the Isra of living with the dog applies even to Benayach. Right? We just like last week's Parsha. The Parsha says, a person should go, man and woman should get married together. And we say, man and woman should be married, not living with the dog, it's Isra even to Benayach. So again, the question is, if Kairish was a Yid, why is Rashi called Benayach? So there's two more questions that were answered according to Rashi Tosfos, at least, that the Vlad is kosher, but the Vlad is not a Yid. Okay. Says my Ibay Zema, very good. Ibay Zema, Linol Achmetz, a second source, how do we know that he was Achmetz, that Dayavish became a sour, so to speak? Tichsiv, Nidvavim, Di Evan Glow, Tlasav, Nidbech, Di Ach, Di Achadas, Vlav Kasim, Mez, Malka, Tisyav. So it said over there in the Pasuk that he was described, when he was actually, it's unbelievable. Not only did he give money, did he give them permission, and he gave money towards the construction, he gave money, we said, top of the Amad, for Kurbanis and stuff, we said, which was for his own good, and therefore wasn't considered chashev, was considered bad. He also gave instructions to construct the new Mishkan, the new Beis Mikdash, I should say, with marble, and then rows of new wood. Why do you put wood in the middle of the marble? Even when he gave permission to Beis Mikdash, and he gave the money to build it, he gave instructions that what he wants to be, with wood inside, because in case he didn't rebel, wood is very flammable. He wanted it to be exactly the opposite of all the fireproof code that we have today. He wanted it to be opposite. He wanted it to be wood there that's flammable, that he could take the Mikdash back down, like Nebuchadnezzar had done. Atu Shlomo Levrach Yisrael in a second. Shlomo also put in wood. Did Shlomo not do this? Fachsev Shleishas Turi Gazes Vitur Kursis Arazim. Shlomo put in three rows of stone and three rows of cedar beams, wood. So if Shlomo did it, obviously it was proper. Answer the Gemara. If you chalukim Shlomo of the Malavila of Mata, Shlomo made the wood on top. So the Mikdash wouldn't be destroyed, even if it catches fire, it wouldn't be destroyed. He put it on bottom, which would help create the whole toppling the entire structure. Shleim also recessed it, the wooden part into the building was recessed. So again, it wasn't so accessible to become flammable, whereas his was exposed. Shleim asadi besidav, ila asadi besidav. Similarly, right, recessed within the stone, and also Shleim's was covered with plaster, and Dayavish wasn't covered with plaster. So Dayavish did it in a way where he had an easy way to get rid of the base of Mikdash, and therefore that was considered the fact that he's sour. Tell you what he points out, that's interesting. Some of these things that we're describing, the next passage. Let's read the next verse first, and then let's begin to Tesis. Even though Tesis goes on this prior Gemara. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Vitaim, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Menon Achmetz, another source, the third source that he was Echmetz, Me'elcha V'yemer Li HaMelech, V'ashegel Yishev V'zatzalei. The king said to me, with the Shegel sitting next to him, right, the Pasuk says that in the curses, the Pasuk says in the Teicha, it says that a person is going to marry a woman, V'ish Acher Yishel Gena. Will lie with her. He's going to have a list of relationships. That's Ishazish, right? So over here it says that his shegel was sitting next to him. What does Shegel sitting next to him? It says Gemara, my shegel, I'm Rabbi Barlima, Mishmei Derav, Kalbasa. Rabbi Barlima said, name Rab, his shegel is Kalbasa, is a female dog. He had a female dog that he had relations with. So that's pretty bad. That makes him Rasha, as we pointed out before. Rasha says, even a Benayach, it's Asafor. And again, back to that question, similar to what Gabi asked when we started, that what do you mean? He's not a Benayach. If he's Kurish, that's the daughter, he's really in. Okay, back to the Shakhtar. But the point is that he had a female dog that was with him. So before we go further, even this Pesukim, and the Pesukim, this Pesuk, could you hear me? I got a message that, yeah, okay, good. So this Pesuk and the Pasuk before are describing already the downfall. We're saying, when was he a tzaddik? Why was he a good king? Because he allowed them to build the Beis Hamikdash. But some of these descriptions of the Pesukim were already taking place at the time that he gave permission. Some of them were 6-7 years later, 5-6 years later, whatever it was, when they came up, when Ezra came up, after the Beis Hamikdash was built, he put some things in place. He was nervous about what's going to be with the Yidden. But some of these Pesukim are from when he already was giving permission in the first place. So Tesis says, if you look at the end of the second Tesis, it's going on the early Gemara, top of the Amid, but Tesis says, right at the end of the Tesis, that Enechami, it could be even originally, he was never really so good, even when he allowed the Beis Hamikdash, because he already had the wood being stuck in there in the description to build it when he allowed the Beis Hamikdash. He already was limiting in the, in, let's say, he already was living with the dog, perhaps. But they didn't realize that he wasn't good yet. At that point, they didn't realize. Klai Yisrael thought he was good, and therefore they gave his count. The count was given towards, for Nisan, like Jewish kings. When they realized he was no good later, they switched it to Tishrei. But even if he was already no good then, it wasn't known. It's interesting, because if you read the Navi, and you go through basic Pshat and Psukim, he sounds amazing. I mean, for the Yidden, as a Goyish king, allowing the brother of his Mekdash, giving them money towards Karbanis, giving them money towards the Binyan. Yeah, he got a little involved in the Binyan. What do you expect? He's funding the whole thing. Sounds amazing. Our Gemara, Mamish spins it very clearly, puts a whole different spin in it. Okay, so that's the Gemara further with this conversation. They live with this dog. Elamiata, Hadachsev, go back to another Pasuk. This is actually a Pasuk not talking about Dayavish. I believe this Pasuk is talking about, about Belshazzar. If you're noticing a trend, a lot of these psukim are all in more of a Persian, Aramaic type lashon. So you exalt yourself against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kelim of the Beis Mikdash were brought before you, and the pasuk says that who drank from these kelim? One of the people that drank from it is Shalgasrach. Shalgasrach can't be a dog. Chagasal drank wine. Says the Gemara, "Ishaga kabasa, kabasa b'mishnei chamer he. Ishaga kabasa he, kabasa b'mishnei chamer he." If the dog, if shaga means the dog, does the dog drink wine? The Gemara says, "That's your issue. You teach a dog to drink wine, right?" Ironically, what's the old adage? Can't teach a dog new tricks. But apparently, drinking wine is an old trick. Halakasha the mouthfulay v'shasi. You train the dog to do it, then he does it. That's not a kasha. Elamat the Gemara says, "Still, you tell me shaga means dog." This says, "Benais melachim b'yikrasecha nitzva shaga." This is talking about pasuk describing the beauty, the Klai Yisrael being lifted up, and eventually lost love. It says the daughter of kings will honor you. The shegel will be to your right with the golden jewelry of kesem of Eifir. Vishaga kabas. If kesem means shegel means a female dog. Michael Mavasalu, Navi Yisrael. What type of Basura is the Navi Tan Klai Yisrael? Hachkamer. B'schar shechaviv b'tayr liyisrael k'shegel lev chavim. In the schar that the Torah is chavit Klai Yisrael, like the female dog is chavit the goyim. Meaning, we love the female, the goyim that love their female dogs, Nebuch, they love it in a terrible way. We love our Torah in a beautiful way. The fact that we love the Torah in a beautiful way, Zechis Mekes Maifa will be zecha to the golden Julia of Eifim. Okay, so that's all explanation that shegel means female dog, and because he lived with this female dog, that was the riot that the Yavish was sour. Bibay Seema, Leil Meshegel Makasi, or no, you're right. Go back and say shegel means a queen, and that will answer the questions from before. The shegel was the queen that drank the wine together with Belshazzar. The shegel is the description of Klai Yisrael having the queen erect next to us, and when we get these Julia of Eifer, so all those words shegel now make sense. And shegel also literally best means queen. For Rabbi Arlaim, who said that it means dog, just meant Gemar Gemila. He had a Messiah that the Pasuk, even though it said queen, it was referencing, there was a Messiah that the queen, in quotations, for Dayavish, was a female dog. He was a weirdo. His queen was a female dog. Amai Karila Shegel. And why does the Pasuk call him a Shegel? Why does it call it a queen? She says, Chavibala Kishegel. Because he loved his female dog like a queen. Inami Sheshiva Kishegel. Or he actually stood her up. He had her sit in the place of a queen. The point is, it's the same idea, the same answer. How do we know he's sour? Because he was living with the dog. That's the answer. The question is, what is the text of the word shegel? Does shegel mean kalbasa, female dog? That's what it means. Or shegel means queen, but the queen was a female dog. Okay, that's a third source that he soured. You may say I'm a fourth source. Menalan, how do we know the Achmet, how do we know he became soured dervish? Be'acha ad kesef kikur meya, ba'ad chantin kikur meya. This is the money he's giving up for them to go and build a Beis Mikdash. 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, vat chamer bat meya, batan cham meshach, meya mulach delay ksav. And up to 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, unlimited salt. Again, like I said before, you read the psukim, he sounds awesome, Dagavish, for the Yidden. He's giving tons of money, providing them for the construction of the Beis Mikdash. May Karbalik Susavash Biksusa. What's troubling is, initially he gave them an open checkbook. Go build the Beis Mikdash. And now he's limiting it to these amounts. So that's easy, he's soured. Says Gemara, but Dilma Mekar Levi Kalevi Katusa. Maybe initially he didn't give it. He wasn't really giving open checkbook. He didn't have a way to estimate what it's going to cost to build. Now that they're in the process, you get a better picture of what the construction is going to cost, and therefore he gave a budget. So that's not a time that he soured. He didn't change his approach with Yidden, that he was first going to build it with his open hand, and then he changed his mind. He was building it without a budget till the budget was understood. And once they started the building process, he said, okay, here's what you're going to need. Here's what I'll give you. Mechdeis Mar says, you're right. El Machbarta Kedashini Mekara. Go back to, we didn't say Kedashani Mekara. Go Kedashini Shein Yinan. Multiple turrets. We had three turrets before this. We had four turrets before explanation altogether. How we know he soured. Again, explanation number one is because he gave the karbanas on behalf of getting schar. When a guy does that, that's not a good thing. That's number one. Number two is he lived with his he what was number two? Now he lived with his dog. That's number three. Number two is that he put wood in the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash in order that he has the ability to burn it down if needed. Number three was that he lived with his dog. So those three truths still stick. And the fourth teretz, which doesn't stick, was the teretz that he all of a sudden implemented a budget. Mara says that's not such fair. That's not a raya necessarily that he turned sour. Okay, on to regalim. So the next thing in the mission that we said was that Nisan is the first day for regalim. Like I'll be asking, what does that mean? The first regular Nisan is actually the 15th of Nisan. So what does it even mean that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for regalim? Says the regalim, is there any regal even on the first day of Nisan? B'chamisha asur b'Nisanu, the first regal is Pesach, which is on the 15th of Nisan. Amar Chizda, regal Shabbai Rosh Hashanah regalim. What it means is that the regal in this month is Rosh Hashanah for months. Okay, not such a shver uptake. Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for regalim, meaning the Yom Tov. Within Nisan, it's the Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tovim. And what does that mean? Nafkamina says Gemara Lenader. Nafkamina points out the mission, of course. Nafkamina is Finadurim, the guy who's in Baal Tachas. So if we go further even, there's a basic thing. The person makes a neder l'Hashem. The Pesach says, Kinish ki si the neder l'Hashem, leisa acher l'shalme. He shouldn't be ma'acher. He shouldn't delay in fulfilling his pledge. What's called delaying? Right? So of course, the mitzvah is as soon as possible. Right? The positive mitzvah say to mekayim our words, which means to do it, and you do it as soon as possible. But one even the love and By extension, that say the mer is actually being right the other way. That you're the say, and therefore it's right over the love. At a certain point, once one over the love and that say, only after going through a certain amount of tevins machlekes. We had this. It came up in Beit Sedaf Yitesh. We had this not too long ago. These exact machlekes, four or five way machlekes. It's going to come up a five way machlekes as to what's the time frame for one to be over bal tacher. Okay. Says, and by the way, that actually applies also to chiyuvim as well. We're talking about ish kisid neder is a voluntary pledged carbon, but it means kisid neder doesn't have to be there. Kisid neder can mean also if a person's chayv achatas and he pledges now to bring the chatas, he designates the chatas, you got to bring the chatas. Happens to be a chatas anyway within a certain amount of time. It could be possible because it's age wise, it's got to be certain age depending on the type of carbon the person pledged. But either way, the point is it applies to lechayra neder like the voluntary and obligatory karbanos alike. This idea of baltacher. Okay, says the Gemara, Afkin l'neider, the makeable of the baltacher, to be making the person with an isra baltacher for not being the carbon within the proper time frame, v'rebi shimini, and what shaykh is nisen, because it goes to Rebbe Shimon. We're going to see a machlekes on the topic, the time we learned in the brisa, is the first brisa, which only brings two shitas, echel l'neider, vechel l'makdish, vechel l'marach, whether the person made a neder, or they made a makdish something, echel l'marach, he did erichin, kivish avro love, shalosh regalim, every baltacher. Once three regalim pass, every baltacher. That's, and we learned that, by the way, basically because on the proximity, the psukim, this describe next to one of the dinim of being a carbon describes that's the pesukim of we say in davening on Shal Shugalim b'chag Matzahs b'chag Shavuos b'chag Sukkos v'le'yiroh p'nayrik minoz achiv to being a carbon el re'iyah. It puts it over there. It says about all three the chagim, and it's next to the other discussions about carbonus. We learn out from there that three yom tovim passing through three yom tovim subjects one to baal tacher. The Tanakhama doesn't have any order. If a person goes to three regalim, he's chayav for bal tacher. If he passed three regalim without bringing his garment, Reb Shimon Omer shalosh regalim kesidrim chagamatz chima. It's three regalim, but they got to be in order. Meaning chagamatz, chagashuos, chagasukas. It's got to be that order first. That chagamatz is Pesach is the first in that order. Says the Gemara v'chenei Reb Shimon Yichai Omer. So yeah, the Gemara elaborates. Reb Shimon Yichai used to say Reb Shimon Yichai, of course, is Reb Shimon. We play that many times. Reb Shimon, stam Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Bar Yichai. Stam Reb Yehuda is Reb Yehuda Bar Elai. It rhymes. Easy to remember. Reb Yehuda is Reb Yehuda Bar Elai. That's stam Reb Yehuda, not Reb Yehuda Nasi. That's Rebbe, right? Stam Reb Yehuda is Reb Yehuda Bar Elai. Stam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yichai. So Reb Shimon said about this din, regalim pam shalosh pam arba pam chamisha. One is ever bal tacher. Sometimes with three times, sometimes four, sometimes five. How so? Ketzad. Not definitely a Pesach person makes a pledge to bring a carbon before Pesach. Shalosh gets Pesach. So kishvuas three in a row and start with Pesach. So he's got them in a row. The fan says if he made a neder to bring a carbon before shvuas, he now gets five because he gets shvuas sukkis, but it wasn't three in a row. Even though Pesach's next, it wasn't three in a row starting from Pesach. So then he gets shvuas sukkis, and then the following Pesach shvuas sukkis, which is five altogether. The fan says chamisha fechag arba and simply. Arba, if he makes a pledge before Sukkot, he gets only four because he gets that Sukkot, plus the order of Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot. Mar'na is going to Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, I say. The Mar'na is going to elaborate a braisa on which brings three more shitas on this machlokes. Tanarba. Chayve adamim ba'erchin. Chayvim of monetary value of erchin. What does that mean? Erchin is a fixed value. The Torah gave different people, depending on gender and depending on age brackets, standard values. So if a person says erchin, so-and-so is on me, or my own erech is on me, a person says, so he's got to pay the standard fixed amount that the Torah gives for that person. Dummim is the actual value this person would have in the market. The market value. So a person pledges either dummim or erechin. Hacharam bakdeshes, if he pledges, the cherim pledges, which is shaylef cherim is going to hekdesh, or going to kayanam, let's assume it's going to this gemara, into hekdesh, hekdeshes, general hekdeshes, chatas vashamas, again, this gets back to, like I said before, chatas vashamas are not pledgeable korbanos. You can't, you pledge them, but you can't donate them. It's not voluntary. You can only bring a chatas vashem if you're mechuyev one. So chatas vashamas are still on this list. Eilus vashlamim, this could be either or, chiev or nedava. Tzakais, maestras, tzakais, maestras, bechor, that's a very key point, but tzaka and maestras applies as well. Bechor Meiser Pesach, Karban Bechor, Karban Meiser, Karban Pesach, Tav the Meiz, Leket Shichla Peya. All these things, Kivan Sheavru Aleim Shleish Regalim Aver Bal Tacher. Once a person is over three Regalim, passes once not over. Once he passes through three Regalim without fulfilling his pledge or his obligation, he's Aver Bal Tacher. That is the Tavkama, which fits exactly the Tavkama we had before in the Brisa. That's three Regalim, doesn't make a difference what the order was. Once you go through all three Amtayim, the person is Bechor Bal Tacher. Reb Shimon Aimer, no. Shal Shalom Kesidin, it's got to be in order. Like we just said, it's got to be in order. Chagmat Stil, it's got to be in order. What is the order? Pesach goes first. That is our Din, our Masechta, that Alf Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Regolim, for this Bal Tacher. And so forth, those two sheetahs are exactly the same as what we quoted in the prior Brisa. Now we add three more sheetahs. Remeir Aimer, Kimish Avalam Regla, Echad Aiver Bal Tacher. Remeir says, only needs one Yantiv. If you pass through any one of them Taiv and don't bring the carbon, Aiver Bal Tacher. Reb Lazar, Reb Yaakov Aimer, Kivan She Avru Alim, Shnei Regolim. Only if you pass through two Regolim, Aiver Bal Tacher. Because we're going to see the drush, they all drushes. His drush is going to be from the Lashon of Bayadechim, plural. So once you have me, Ibrahim Shtayim, once you have two Yom Taivim, Chai Bal Tacher, and some Lazar, Reb Yaakov, Mishas of Lazar of Kavanaki, fame, right? He has very, not so many members, even though Kav is Gematria 102, but they're all very pure. Okay? Rab Lazar, we typically pass like him. Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon Aimer, Kiva Shevelem, Chagasukas, Ever Badacher. Rab Shimon says, once is passed through Chagasukas, Ever Badacher. So we have three different Muhammadic Shitas. We have Rameir saying one Yamtiv, not three. And it doesn't matter which one. We have Reb Lazar Makav saying, no, two Yom Tevim, doesn't matter which two, but two Yom Tevim. And then Reb Lazar Rishim, Rishim's own son, who says that, no, it's only Sukkis, but Sukkis alone. But if you make pledge for Pesach, you'll get three Yom Tevim. Pesach, Shavuos, then Sukkis. If you make a pledge for Sukkis, well, you get Sukkis. So depending on when you made the pledge, that'll depend on how many Yom Tevim it has, because the Iker is Sukkis. Okay. My time Tanakh right now goes through and examines the basis behind the Tevashitas. My time Tanakh Michti Minah Solik, the Pesach just finished describing the Eile regal for the three Yom Tevim for Chagamatzas, Chagashvus, Chagasukas. Lomli Lamedev, Mechtav, Chagamatzas, Chagashvus, Chagasukas. Sorry. The Pesach I've just finished describing the Yom Tevim where Eile regal, and then it reiterates, Chagamatzas, Chagashvus, Chagasukas. Why do you repeat it? Shmaimel Batacher must be going to repeat it for the purpose of Batacher, that's going through three Yom Tevim is Batacher, but again, according to Tanakhama, no order. Order doesn't matter to us, just going through the three Yom Tevim, that's enough to make Batacher. It doesn't make a difference what the order is. Reb Shimon Aimer, Ainzer Chlamme Chagasukas. It's more specific Chagasukas, which was the last thing the Pesach described over there. Shabbat Dibarkas, the Pesach is finishing with that Yantav last. So that's the more of the Pirch. Lom and Emerson, why did he say Lemish is the Achron. So it's very interesting. We kept focusing in the Brisa that it's Kesedron, and what's Kesedron? The Pesach's first, and that's Armasechta. That the Armasechta starts off the Abrashanim, that when he says Vashana for Yom Tevim, Yom Tevim means that Pesach's first. We keep focusing on the fact that Pesach is the first in the order. The Jerusha that Shimon has for this din is actually the opposite. That the Pesach, I was coming on the heels of describing Sukkis, then we're learning on the heels of this idea of Bal Tacher, and therefore we're learning from that Sukkis is the last. If Sukkis is the last, then by default Pesach is the first. But the drasha actually isn't Pesach is the first. The drasha itself is that Sukkis is the last. Okay, but same idea, same bottom line. Rameir, my time was Rameir Sotach Siv Vasa Shama Vervei Shama. He should come there and you should bring the carbon. This is the positive commandment I was referring to before. That besides for Bal Tacher, the issue of not bringing the carbon, there's a positive commandment of, I actually referenced before also about being keeping one's words. First, as a positive to keep his words besides the negative, but here it's even more direct. Come to Eretz Yisrael, come to Yishlayim, come to the base of Yiddish, and bring your karbanos there. So we see from there, when you come, there's a chiva say to bring whatever karbanos you own, you owe. And therefore, therefore he holds that once that say is in effect, the lay say also in effect, the Gemara is going to elaborate in the next line. Rabban who asks the Rabban to say, no, it's taka, just an asay. That's not Bal Tacher. Rameir responds back, Kivin Damal Rachmana, I see. Since the Torah says, bring it. The last thing, the guy didn't bring it, meaning we stressed an asay, he didn't bring it. Rameir come lay Bal Tacher, therefore it's Bal Tacher. There's not a lot of Bal Machal asay. It's not that there's a lot because they said, did it, he didn't do it. What it means is, once the asay is in effect, it makes sense that the lay say, which corresponds it, would also be in effect. Okay, for Blessed Yaakov, my time, he says that you get two Yom Tevim for Bal Tacher, Tichsev, Eilu Tas Hashem Baidechem, these you should do for Hashem, and your Maya, and your Yom Tevim, Meet Ma'adim, it's plural, Shnayim, and therefore we see there's two Yom Tevim that one has leeway till he's Eivim Bal Tacher, for Abanan, what is it with the plurality of that Pasuk, Hu Lechad Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu, He compared all the madam, tell you that all the madam are mechaper, person running the mikdash betuma by mistake, on purpose, running by mistake. So if you run by mistake, he has the carbon musaf that's actually brought on all these yam tovim. For all these yam tovim, the carbon musaf is brought. It's actually the same dinner said it's got to be the carbon musaf of Rishchedesh as well. Apparently, there's a big issue of going to mikdash betuma unwittingly or eating kachem betuma, and a person who did either the two, one in the Mikdash Betumah or a Kachar Betumah, he gets a kapara from these Musafim. That's the hekesh of all the Moyadim one to another. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the last Shita, he held that it's Sukkis, that's the barometer from Baal Tachar, Sukkis and Sukkis alone. My time in the time of Rabbi Yaakov Eimer, Leimer Chag HaSukkis, Shabbat Yibar Kastah Pasukkis, talking about Chag HaSukkis. Lama Namer, this we actually quoted before already. Leimer Shazai Garim teaches me that this with Garim, this Sukkis passing is what really was the causes the being over about Achar. From Mayor of Blaz Miyakov, yes, from Mayor of Blaz Miyakov, they're saying that Yaver, even for one Yom Tev, two Yom Tevim, what do they do with the fact that the Pasuk says three Yom Tevim, what do they dash from it? The early Tanaim, both Darshan, that Yaver about Achar only have three Yom Tevim, with a caveat that according to Shimon, it's got to be in order starting for Pesach, but they both learn three Yom Tevim. These Tanaim are learning only one Yom Tev, two Yom Tevim, so what do they do with this Pasuk? The Baile, and they have different sources totally for Baal Tachar. The Baile, they need for Blazar Armor. How we know that? We know you have to bring, of course, a chag for every yom tov. For every yom tov, the person that's mechuyav to bring a chagigah for the chag. So how are you supposed to bring it right away before yom tov, or every yom tov, or on the first day of yom tov, I should say. How you know if you didn't bring the first day of yom tov, you're allowed to bring it throughout the rest of yom tov. That means more. Let me say better. How we know by shvuas, which is only one day yom tov anyway? How do I know that afterwards I still have tashlum of 6 days, like I have by Pesach and by Sukkot, where I can bring the rest of yom tov? Says the Gemara, "Menai latzer sheish letzachum kol shiva tamlem mechagamatz chashvus chagzukos makish chagashvus lechagamatz." It compares shvuas to Pesach. Ma chagamatz sheish letzachum kol shiva. Just like Pesach, you have tashlum all 7 days. Av chagashvus letzachum kol shiva. So too by shvuas, you have tashlum kol shiva. Meaning, even though shvuas is only one day, you still have a tashlum for the 6 days following. For the 6 days after Shavuos. In fact, the Gemara, once you're making comparisons, Likish Chag HaSukkos, Malhal Shmein Afka Shmeina. Sukkos has 7 days following the first day because you have Shmini Atzeres. So once we're making comparisons, we want to compare it to Sukkos and give Shavuos an extra day and give it seven full days for Tashlum, not just six. Says the Gemara, Shmini Regal for Hatzmeh. First answer is Shmini is a regular for Hatzmeh. It's a separate Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Again, it's a Chazara of an idea we've had fairly recently. Emer Darmini Shmini Regal for Hatzmeh. When do we say that Shmini is a regal lifnei Atzmai? That was said. We had this recently in also in Beitza on Daf Chaf, the next Daf from that paragamer of Baal Tachar over there. When do we say that Shmini is a regal for Atzmai? Le'inyin Pizar Shka. Pizar Kshav. What does Pizar Kshav stand for? Of course, those 16 of pay is the pious. They used to do a lottery to see who does Avoida. So, especially Yom Tov time where there was all the different mishmaras were on call. They used to come on call, and they would rotate within the rotations. They would do a pious. Who gets to the various karbanas, the various avaydas? So the pious of Sukkos was fixed for the whole Sukkos. It was a pious that was continuing from all the mishmaras that were working on Sukkos. You didn't make a separate. You didn't make a new cheshbon every day. Rather, it was a continuously flowing pious. And the people that worked yesterday didn't get to work today, and so on and so forth. We have zman zayin is zman, which pashtus is the shechianu. We had a discussion about this beitza. We'll go with the simple taich for now. Zman is shechianu. Resh is regel. Regel means it's a separate regel by itself. As Rashi learns, it's a regel for Hatzmai. It's called Shmini Atzeres, not called Sukkos. In davening, we say Shmini Chag Atzeres or Chag Shmini Atzeres. I'm telling you, Ashkenaz Svard, but we give it a separate name. Actually, there's a shayla that we should have referenced it when we learned Beitz over there. Maybe we did. There's a shayla that if a person just came up on Yom Tov, someone came to me during davening that he had said during Shmini Atzeres. He said Chag Sukkos. So used to for 7 days. Chag Sukkos. He said Shmini Atzeres. Chag Sukkos. It's actually machlekes in the Pesukim. Mishmur brings some machlekes what one should do in such a case. Some say Mester Shmini. So he's got to daven again. Others say no, because it's far, it's connected enough to Sukkos. It's Mamar says Gemara. It's regular for Hatzmai, Arach for Hatzmai, connected enough to Sukkos, and therefore B'diav is okay. L'maiso, it's Suffolk. We don't know how to pass in, but what do we say about Suffolk Brachas? Suffolk Brachas Nakel, and therefore you don't repeat Shmini Atzeres. Okay, says the Gemara further that, what was the next thing? That was regal. That means he called a regal of Shmini Atzeres, not Sukkos. Kuf is the Karbanas. Karbanas, of course, in Sukkos, you had descending 70 Karbanas, 70 paras being brought, going down in descending order from 13, 12 per day, 11, 20 per day. And on Shmini Atzeres, there was two Karbanas. It was two Karbanas. It totally wasn't part of that count. The last day of Sukkos was seven, and then drops the two on the Karban Shmini Atzeres. Shir is the Shir Shayim. The Shir that the Levim saying, the Shir Shayim, Shalavim Hayyimim. The Shir that was saying on Sukkot is different than the Shir that was sung on Shmini Atzeres. So it followed a different pattern. And lastly is the Bracha, which means the Bracha, again, the Pashas, Machalik, so the means over there in Beitz as well. We'll go to the simple thing we said was, they used to give a Bracha to the king on on Shmini Atzeres, they didn't give that bracha on a regular Yom Tov. So it's unique for the bracha. Okay, so the guy those six things, Shmini Atzeres is separate. Avin Tashlumin, but the guy with Tashlumin, we know Divrei Kol Tashlumin Derishinu, even those that say Shmini Atzeres are regular for Atzmai, agrees that Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumin for Chagiga of Sukkot for the Rishon. The Tan, we learned in the Mishnah in Chagiga of Tes, we'll have this in the next 7-8 weeks, or actually a little further, about 12 weeks. The Tan, Mishnah Yom Tov, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, Chagig as a regal, V'yom Tov Achon Shachag. One who didn't bring the Chagig on the first day can bring the entire regal, including Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is a Teshlumen. So back to the question, why are we picking 7 days for the Teshlumen of Shavuos, or 6 days for Teshlumen, 7 days total, like Pesach, pick 8 days, 7 days of Teshlumen, like Sukkos. Why don't we treat Shavuos like Sukkos? Says Mar Tefas Mur Bilay Tefas, Tefas Mur Tefas. Mar says, simple, you always take, when you have a Chiddush, you always let it bite the smaller Chiddush. You can't bite the bigger Chiddush. We have no right to jump to the bigger Chiddush. Says the Gemara, Elamai Hilchza, Kavas, Kasvei, Rechman, Lechag, Sukkos. So the question is, great, so I understand why you compared Shavuos to Pesach. Why did you write Sukkos in that same pasuk of Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos? Why write Sukkos there? We're not comparing Shavuos to Sukkos. As Mar, you know why? Lakushe l'Chag HaMatzah. We're comparing Sukkos to Chag HaMatzah. We'll stop with this. Machag HaMatzah on Linan, Avchag HaSukkos on Linan. You're right. Shavuos was in the pasuk to compare to Pesach for 6 days of Tashlumen. And Sukkos in the pasuk to be compared to Pesach. Why? Just like Pesach needs lino overnight, you gotta stay in the Yerushalayim after being carbon, you have to stay overnight, you can't just leave. So too, Sukkos, you have to stay overnight after being carbon. Hasmanon, how do you know at Pesach? In the morning, you can turn back, go to your tents. We learn from there, the one brings the carbon, he's gotta stay overnight in Yerushalayim, only go back to his proper dwelling, his regular dwelling the next day. You can't leave that night, you have to stay overnight. So too, that applies just like Pesach, it applies with Sukkos as well. We'll pause here. Have a wonderful day.